Before we get stuck into today's podcast, I just want to take a moment to thank our sponsors and good friends, Shadow Boxer. Shadow Boxer is a Melbourne-based venture studio building, launching, and investing in disruptive technology businesses. Since 2020, they've helped 62 startups raise, launch, grow, and exit globally. Do yourself a favor and check out their work at shadowboxer.co. Link is in the description.
Hello and welcome to Funny Business. I'm Rob, here's Locke, and today's episode we have Tommy Sheridan, founder of Rick's Eyewear and Osmeric and Aces, and I feel like he brought the energy to this chat.
I feel like there's a little energizer bunny up your ass right now. I've never heard you speak so quickly.
The gerbil, mate, it's up there, it's just rolling around.
Scratching away. Oh, you're happy, you're a happy boy.
I'm allowed
to smile.
It
makes me happy.
We're recording this, it's a Friday, sun's not really out, but whatever.
We're about to play golf, it feels like it is. It's a good chat. I feel like Tommy's doing some good things, and I like how he thinks about business, and, you know, he's just doing some good stuff. And I've been watching his stuff and his pods and Osmeric and Aces and how they do it. I feel like he's building something special.
Hey, enjoy the chat. Tommy, thank you so much for jumping on the Funny Business podcast. For those at home listening, tell us who are you and what do you do?
Oh, there you go. Straight into it. Tommy, I'm the founder of Osmeric and Aces, sports media company that I've just started. We've got about four or five podcasts, all with professional athletes or ex, focusing on Australian and American sports. We feel like there's a bit of a niche market for American sport down here, and with a bit of an Australian voice. And also the founder of Rick's Eyewear, an eyewear company that I started when I used to play football back in the day. Used to play AFL for 9 years and started sunglass brand in my third year. So I think we're 8 years into that. I guess that's all I do at the moment, boys.
Well, mate, we were prepping for this chat. We were sort of like writing this sort of stuff down. We feel like you were sort of a bunch of people now starting businesses, starting brands and doing stuff. Do you feel like you were early to the party there with Rick's Eyewear?
Yeah, early to the party for sure. One of our, you know, Calder Cannons kind of boys, Brandon Ellis, was probably the earliest with Uncle Jack. I always say he inspired me. We both slept in our exams and got horrific scores on our ATAR. So we related to each other very well, and I thought if he can do it, anyone can do it. I reckon we're pretty early. I reckon Instagram had already just started going. I reckon if you were a couple of years even earlier, you'd be flying, considering what we've been able to do with celebrities and, you know, and whatnot, you know, like being able to place sunglasses on some certain heads and the digital marketing side of things. So I reckon two more years earlier would have been unbelievable. But, yeah, mate, I was always interested in other things, very curious, and I think off-season travel definitely opened my eyes, being a big fan of American sport, which is why I'm in the sports media stuff now. I got a lot of ideas traveling, and yeah, the sunglass brand Rick's Eyewear was the first one. I just thought Australia had no big sunglass brand that was, you know, based here. I think everyone was wearing Ray-Ban, so I thought, why not have a crack?
You've been doing it for what? Is that like 10 years coming up now?
8 years, yeah. I think your 8th birthday will be in September for Rick. So yeah, it's been a while.
What about like growing up, wanting to play footy, playing footy, and then having this other thing that you're doing as well? Like, was it a good balance for you to have that different sort of goals? And like, you know, you live in your footy career, but you've also got this up and coming as well. Was that a good thing?
Yeah, great thing. My footy career was tough. Like, I was always on the fringe, always dropped every third or fourth week, or you feel like you were lied to a few times as well. You know, you get told that, you know, you might be in the squad, then you're not. And, you know, just a real roller coaster emotionally. And then having something away from the game and being able to sink it, you know, my big teeth into it, it was unbelievable, really. Looking back, it would have distracted my mind a lot. Otherwise, I would have been very frustrated. I was already frustrated, but there's a lot of times where you just, you know, you focus your attention elsewhere, and I put a lot of effort and time into Rick's Eyewear, you know, selling at the back of my car, boys, when we started. So I used to love it. I still do love it, but I used to be more hands-on. And, so it was definitely great while I was playing footy. And I think that's something that the club was big on. You know, a lot of people study. I wasn't really into that. I went to uni, dropped out after about four units and started Rick's because I wanted to be more hands-on and get stuck into it. But definitely, yeah, you have to have that balance. Otherwise, you'll lose your mind.
I feel like I had a bunch of friends or people that sort of my age who, where I feel like it,
Old now.
not old now, but like we're in that crossover period. I feel like of like old head of footy, of like your footy, it was not really as accepted to have a things outside of sport. I still remember like things that you did during lockdown that you had like the lockdown league and that. I remember back in the day, when I was at Richmond, we had like Robin Nahas, who was a freak, was meant to be a freak at Call of Duty, and they banned him from playing. I remember the club, he had talked to him about like not playing anymore and not, and I'm like, I look back now, it's like it's so weird to think that a club would tell someone off for he's not out partying, doing things, doing bad stuff. He's just at home playing video games. It's a weird lens of like what you were encouraged to do versus not encouraged to do. And so many people are now like that. I look at that my age bracket and a lot of people who sort of try to hang on a little bit and stay in the system or get another crack or whatever. And they come out the other end, they're 30 and they've got nothing to fall back on, or they're getting a first year apprenticeship and they've like they're fucked a little bit. It's it's a harsh for those people that are on the like for me. I wouldn't even say I was on the fringe. I had 2 years and I'm fucking out the system. But it's like it's a tricky space to play in for people who want that dream as a kid to be like the professional athlete. So for you having some other things already happening in your world that you can make a decision after having a period of time in the system, go fuck off. I feel like I can go and do something else now. I'm not trying to find something else when it's gone.
Yeah, spot on and well said. Robbie Nahas, he was like the top 10 FIFA player, wasn't he, in the country as well? I heard he wasn't sleeping. That's why they gave him the flu. I've never met Robbie, but I heard he was an absolute superstar on the console. And when you mentioned the lockdown league, yeah, I forgot that I used to do that. That was a great year of just crisis, and we turned that around with a FIFA competition. That was hard work. We can talk about that another time. But mate, you're spot on. One thing I had was a lot of support, like my teammates, my friends, the club. Mainly all the people that are closest to you, they all really supported, what I was doing. I'm a real knockabout, jovial, kind of funny guy, but behind the scenes, I'm very driven, passionate, business savvy, I believe. I'm, doing as much as I can to kind of put one foot in front of the other and evolve and grow and how can we get better, to have someone like me be like, yeah, I've got this business, and that, they were so supportive. At 21, I had a party, they were all there, just they could see that I was legit. And again, because I wasn't the best player, it's like, is this bloke focusing too much time on that, or should we be doing this? And you're right, sometimes a perception can be reality. It's something that people just see things and assume when they're like, hang on, I've done, a bit like what you said, Robbie could have been doing 10 extra gym sessions and 10 extra, recovery sessions, but all they're thinking about is he's playing PlayStation and we've got to cancel that because that's the reason why maybe he's not kicking a few goals. And I definitely think that the goalposts have shifted, like you said. Everyone's now really getting around things away from the game. You see these endorsements now. I reckon people like Bailey Smith are making more money away from the game. Look at Caitlin Clark that just got picked up in the WNBA. Like, she's on like $76,000 for their first year contract, but she'd be making millions away. But that contract just shows you, the gap in their sport, and that needs to get going. But also just how important it is to kind of grow your own brand, but also businesses away from what you're actually doing, because it can, you're not in the game for long. And as you know, like, it could be two, could be nine, could be five, could be 15. But I've seen a lot of guys that have played 15 years and won premierships, and they still don't know what they're doing now. So I definitely encourage people to, roll up their sleeves and get to work and do something away from what they're doing in their spare time. They have a day a week and more. They can definitely link up with someone and do something special.
Is that what you've found has been a good part for you? Like, having those players join up with Oz American Aces and help them like expand their brand and give them the platform to do that?
Yeah, for sure. Like, what I'm really passionate about is like that humanizing of the athlete, really getting to tell their story. You see who they are on the weekend, but you don't see how special they are behind closed doors. So being able to get their personalities out there, but also being able to, encourage if they're involved in charities or businesses, or they really enjoy talking about American sport or Australian sport, like really giving that opportunity to them. And yeah, look, I'm trying to create the largest digital sports club. So essentially, it's a club that doesn't really compete with anyone. It's just if you love sport and you're online, obviously the digital world's growing. I want everyone to tune into what we're doing. We're obviously still small, but we're growing. We're right up there in the charts at the moment when we're going. And we're talking to all different audiences We've got a business podcast. I can sneak preview this, but we've got one coming around the corner with an ex-athlete that's heavily involved in that space. So really trying to educate, inspire, and entertain are the three pillars. At the moment, we're doing, I think, a great job in the inspirational and entertainment sector. And the next one will be that education piece with a bit of business and maybe even that coaching stuff as well. So yeah, for sure. Giving players an opportunity when they're a bit lost, whether it's after it all ends or during, to give them a taste of, do you want to do this or maybe not? I think it's a great thing.
I feel like when you like follow along in sort of like the American sports content stuff, it's a, there's a lot more personality to it and it's like never ending. You know, if you follow the basketball, you can watch content about basketball all day, every day. Someone's willing to talk about something, they'll talk into their faces blue. It's engaging content. It's stuff going on. And it feels like Australia needed a bit of a shakeup, especially how it's like traditional media, like reading the papers and the people just commenting on different stuff. It's cool that you're sort of like helping shape and navigate a new pathway for people to have a new voice, have a new platform and create like different types of content that is a lot more, I guess, well, people for kids and growing up now, they see all that stuff. If they're watching ESPN, they're watching stuff about American sports, they're seeing how people are talking about the biggest athletes in the world. It's cool to have people using that same sort of format to talk about Aussie athletes. And I know you're talking about the other stuff there, but it's, again, it's like allowing people to experience something different. Do you take a lot of inspiration or who do you like doing it over there?
Yeah, well said. You see like Stephen A and I think he's just over the top, but clearly like draws you in. You're right. I think, you know, you see Shannon Sharp, what he does with his podcast and then how he, I mean, Ocho Cinco, I don't know if you like NFL, but he's just real
he's cool.
Ex wide receiver. He's so funny. So you can find talent like that. You'll never go wrong. They're just so, yeah, they're so enjoyable to listen to. I just think America in general, mate, like all my ideas come from America. Like I went to the NFL, the Super Bowl just recently, and I was lucky enough. Joel Brooks from SEN asked me if I wanted to go in at Radio Row. I said, love to. And I walked around, did a little bit of content on my own. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I met like 10 to 15 players and some UFC fighters and all this kind of stuff. And I just observed what's going on. And they literally just had booths like you two sitting down and then guests roll in, have a chat, bang, there's a podcast. Right. And then they have massive stages for Pat McAfee and the broadcasters on the outside. And then all the little guys in the middle and radio stations. And you obviously have to have a license. And they just have this massive convention center where and heavily armed, like it's strict as to get in. But all the talent knows that when they go there, they need to like they're there to promote themselves or their businesses or their clubs. So they have to be there or brands are paying them. And I'm just sitting there going, well, why don't we do that back here? Like you just get these ideas. It's so easy. It'd be so easy to implement if you were a big organization like, you know, NRL or AFL, or if not all of them. Because I think America's just so, you know, they're advanced and we can, not only can we take a leaf out of their book, but I just feel like you can mirror it straight away. Like, and I was thinking of it straight, like this year, there's no reason why we can't get a hotel room, you know, you go to a hotel and they have those little like conferences. It's pretty small, but people like us, we could just set up our booths and have 15 podcasts in one room. Now, I don't know how the sound quality would go in there, but, you know, somewhere that could handle it. And then all of a sudden you've just recreated all the hype for grand final week for AFL. So, I know I've kind of deviated a bit here, but just America's ideas and their, I think their personalities they're big and they're large. But they're very entertaining. So I draw a lot of inspiration from what they do and their concepts. And that's why I started the sunglass brand. Like that's why I started the lockdown league. I've started a few other things. Like there's just, I'll be walking on the street and I'll see something. And I'm like, oh, we haven't got that back home. And kind of bring a little bit of that. So yeah, I reckon you're spot on. I think Pat McAfee's someone that you got to be inspired by. Like he's doing amazing things, and now he's in the WWE. He's the main man, really. Like he's taken over the game, and he's a kicker. So it's not like he was a quarterback. He's obviously very fun. He's a very successful kicker, punter. But yeah, he's done an amazing work, and I feel like he's someone that you can look at. Barstool, you can look at their concepts. They're interesting. There's a few, mate. Yeah, there's a few.
What do you think from an athlete perspective of like, I look back and think of some of the media training and stuff we have to do. And you watch people do interviews over the last sort of decade. And it's very like, yeah, good four-quarter effort from the boys. It's like very safe. It's very trained. Like it's like they get
Perfect.
an opportunity. It's like I don't think they really realize what that could mean or what
Real
it could do
estate,
for
yeah.
their profile, their brand, their endorsements, their opportunities outside of sport. Do you have any like whether it's feedback, advice, recommendations, people who get that opportunity now, if they're a younger kid coming through, how would you tackle it?
I think if you're young and you're talking about your craft, which is your game, and you don't have anything to really promote, then yeah, you're just facing the media. You've got to represent your club, so you've got to give them sometimes a, just the straight answer. But if you've got a few things going on, and you've got a business, just work out angles and ways to sneak that in. Whether it's just before, hey, can you just ask me questions about this or whatever, because it's just once you're out of the game, like there's no, you don't like that. I guess the brand awareness you can get from an interview on prime time television, or if you're doing a press conference, it's priceless, and you can't afford it, and you won't be able to get that once you're out. So if you've got something, I definitely enhance it. Just from a personality point of view, I feel like the clubs are really good now at letting them go. I feel like they've changed. There's definitely a shift. The TV rights that they want access, I think I would be surprised if they're not talking to players in the change rooms like the NBA soon. Like that's where it has to get to, and the players are understanding, and we're talking AFL here if anyone's listening, but I think the players are understanding that they're going to get paid more money by letting the media in. So there could be blokes like us there in the rooms, not just your mainstream broadcasters and radio stations. But yeah, mate, for sure. Like I watch interviews and I go, come on, give us something, like give us something. And that's why it's generally the older players and they're more accomplished, but I feel like it's shifting. That's why I love Jack Ginnivan. Like someone like him, I just did a podcast with him. And to answer your question earlier, what I love with that is we answered the questions that no one knew the answers of, but they still ran the stories all over the news, and they create the narrative, and you just knock it on the head, then they use that clip on the news. So that's what I love about talking to athletes, just being able to let them tell the truth. But someone like him, like he's amazing. Like you can't tell me you go to the footy and whether you love him or hate him, that you can't wait to see him. And that's why his personality and also your performance is the most important thing. But yeah, we need more characters in the game and in general. Like if we're having a coffee, boys, and one of you is putting me to sleep, like you don't really want to be there, do you? You just go, all right, oh, boys, well, I'll see you next time. So you need a bit of personality. And I think yeah, they've definitely encouraged that. And I think there's been a big shift with those interviews. I think the media coordinators or whatever they're called, they've been told us let them loose a little bit.
I was going to say, like mainstream media now, you're seeing like you're on Channel 7 at the moment doing a TV program there. Do you feel like that's cool to have both sides of the media in terms of like you get those,
Yeah.
big opportunities on primetime TV as well as build your own thing? I feel like that's like a really good combo.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, that was awesome. Gary O'Keefe from Seven gave us a call just before the year and said, oh, would you be interested? And I thought, yeah, I'd definitely be interested. And it's been awesome to see how Channel 7 operates. It's been funny because I'm trying to create, you're trying to create shows, or I am. But you see the teams they have, you got producers, you got 10 people behind the scenes, cameraman. I'm just thinking like, oh, this is the dream. And it's so refreshing. Like I get to rock up and just talk shit. And I love it. Like when I'm doing what I'm doing with Oz American Aces, like I've got an NRL podcast with Munster, Pappenhausen and Hughes. I do their run sheet. Obviously they rock up every week, but I do the run sheet for them. Obviously make sure that everything's all good. We then got a team that we freelance out to Roller Media. They do the edit, and then we collaborate on what we want clipped up. We make sure we take a few things out if it's inappropriate. That way the boys can let loose. And I'm doing that, and then Ads and Dunks do one with us. They're really good. I've got my own one, do a podcast with Michael Hibberd, which is a footy one. Then we've got the business one coming. We're doing plans for NBA, NFL. We're trying to get a golf one up and going. So doing all that at the moment as we grow, I'll get someone that can hopefully help oversee that. But to go back to Seven, like just to roll in and just sit down and answer a question talking about footy off the back of a prime time on Friday night. It's so enjoyable. They make them, and yeah, you realize how far behind you are with your skills of production, and like the run sheet. It's even just the I guess the standard of TV to podcast. It's like you want to get to that level, but it's so hard. You know, even little things like it, when you do the edit for this, having video, our video is great. Can we get premium sound and video? Okay, next, can we get overlays? Okay, next, can we get a graphic to pop up? Then we can talk to it. Like, that is just not that easy, you know. At seven, it's seamless. And that's why I guess TV's so far advanced than everything else in terms of like when you're watching it, it's just so good. But yeah, there's just so much work that goes into it, and it's been really rewarding, and I've really enjoyed it and learned a lot like so far, and looking forward to you know, the rest of the year and what's to come. And for anyone out there that doesn't know what I'm talking about, Armchair Experts on Friday night, it's a late night show, but on 7 Plus you can watch it with Adam Cooney and Cam Luke and Kate McCarthy. Me and her rotate every second week, so yeah, it's been good fun.
Mate, how's your life changed now that you're scaling out new shows, taking on new stuff? Like, I can imagine that week to week, pumping out the amount of content that you're doing that's coming out of your shop, it's not an easy thing to do. Like, I feel like people really underestimate. They see how what it looks like at the end, but to what goes into even just the coordination piece of trying to, especially because you do all your stuff in person, like trying to get people in the room, get it out on time, stick to a schedule of pumping stuff out, but also it's not the only thing that you've got going and not the only thing you got juggling at the moment. Like, what does a normal week or life look like for you?
Yeah, great question. It's tough. Like, I think at the moment because we're growing and I'm growing new shows, obviously your expenses are growing. We're trying to get, there's all different phases of my week. Like, commercially, like, I'm dealing with, you know, partners that we've got. We've been so lucky with some people that have partnered with us so far, and we're looking for a few more. There's a few opportunities still there. So I'm out in market, looking for brand partnerships and sponsorships. And then obviously the ones that we have, making sure that they're warm. You know, we do a lot of bespoke content through our podcast. I think it's one of our, you know, big skills. You know, if you see me wearing a KPI construction helmet on, that's because they're a sponsor and they do stop signs. So we have a segment there called Stop That. So they're the things that we do for our brands in every show. We incorporate, you know, my sunglass brand, Rick's Eyewear, my team, Colin Rogers, and the team in Perth, like my business partner, he's been amazing support. They've heavily been involved from the start to help sponsor shows because it's not cheap to keep this quality of content high. So yeah, commercially, like that doesn't sleep. Then from like production, you know, run sheets, I do them all. Talent, I do all that as well. But the boys that have their own shows, they rock up. The trust is so like high. So, you know, with the NRL boys, their Tuesday night record, ads and dunks, they're online Tuesday night after that one. Wednesday night, me and Michael Hibbert are on. And then all these podcasts then turn around within 24 hours, even earlier, through Roland Media. And then Braden, who does that, he's editing all those videos while... But when, you know, when they come through, then I'm on the socials, boys. So I'm doing the social media, believe it or not, because I don't have the, you know, resources at the moment to be able to just go and pay someone $3,000 or $4,000 a month, and then you know, explain to them that we've got brand partnerships for this podcast and not that, and we need this and we need that. So I do that. It's a bit hard. I don't hate it. I do enjoy it, but it's very time consuming and it keeps me on my phone. I've always said if I was rich, I'd just get rid of my phone and get a Nokia and just go live on an island. So I do social media and then my own podcast, like talent acquisition. I don't think talent acquisition is too hard considering the people are so lovely. Like, I'm sure you boys understand as well. It's a different game now. Like, there's no like, oh, how much? So no one's ever asked for cash. Everyone's so happy to give up their time and have a chat. So that's been real warm. And yeah, I guess always, I don't think we've been rejected yet, to be honest, besides from maybe just someone that can't make it from overseas. So that's kind of like what my week looks like. And then, always looking for like new opportunities. We're trying to plan, you know, I've done a little bit of apparel and our website needs to be redone. And we've got some live shows that we want to do and obviously new shows and concepts coming up. So all that's kind of my weekly. And then, yeah, you're just on the fly. It's kind of a bit frantic. And then inside of that, Rick's Eyewear, I'm not obviously on the books. I'm heavily involved. I own half the company, but we incorporate a lot of our bespoke content through the show and sponsor the show. And we've got new collaborations coming up and we've got new, you know, there's a cool one we've got with Bluestone Lane coming up. We've got a few talent later on in the year we do a collab with. We've got you know, whether it's a big sale or we're gifting or we've got some big meetings about stock take or, you know, new sunnies or whatever, that all happens during the week as well. Yeah, so it's pretty, it's hard to get routine is probably the answer. Some days can be quiet, some days can be hectic, but yeah, that's kind of like what my week looks like. It's pretty crook, isn't it?
No, you fucking love it, huh?
I like that though, like embracing the chaos. And I feel like sometimes, like, I feel like that's the way I operate best is sometimes when it's not like, there might be certain parts of each week that you have to do, like the consistency of putting out the work, but it's all the other stuff that you want, like opportunities. And say if there is something like you want to meet for a coffee or go for a lunch or do an event or a collab with, I feel like that does give you energy. Hey, like being around people and organizing that and getting those people together and seeing what they can do, I feel like
making something out of nothing too. You
yeah,
know what I mean, it's not like you finish footy and you've said you're going to go to a job. You know what I mean? Like you're trying to create something.
Yeah.
It's like the hard effort of working for yourself and making that thing happen. Like, did you have friends, family around you that had done that sort of stuff before? Did you think after footy that you would go down a pathway of doing this for yourself?
I was just so entrepreneurial, I guess, and I never really liked the word entrepreneur, but like the more that I, you know, finish footy and hang out with people, like I'm always, you know, when I speak to people, I get so much energy. It's always around people that are similar. Like they're entrepreneurial. They're really interested in business. They love sport. They love people. Yeah, they're great. Yeah, I just feel like they're the people that drive me. And yeah, I don't know. I've always been interested in this space. Making shit happen, I guess. I always did that. Like if you speak to my teammates that I played footy with from when I was a kid, I was always trying to organize something. I think that's something. When I finished football, like there was nothing, you know, like there's no people around. I went from being the guy that would be picking up people off the ground going, come on, mate, you'll be right. You're not playing the twos like me. You'll be right. You missed a goal. You know, you're getting around these blokes that don't understand how good it's going. And then all of a sudden you don't have anyone around and I started to struggle a bit. I was like, wow, I don't really, like I was lacking energy. You know, I draw a lot of my energy from people. So I think when I started the Osmerican Aces, like being around athletes again and talking sport, like all of the sports, like I love it. And all those things I just told you, like that's hard. Like I don't like doing that. You know, I don't like putting up social media clips and I don't like doing the run shit. I mean, I wouldn't say I don't like it, but it's like, I wish someone else could do that so I can put more energy into the people. You know, I love putting energy into people. I love helping people. That's probably the big one. I just love helping people. And I feel like what we're creating here at Osmerican Aces is actually a way for people and, you know, especially talent, players that are in the game or out of the game. Hopefully I can pay them enough money that they can do this part-time and then full-time. And then whether it's in the game, build their brands and do the same thing. And so when they come out, there's a transition phase. And then not only that, people that listen and love these guys, like there's nothing better than having people write in and say, this gets me through the week. Tommy, your podcast, I listen to it every week at work on my own. And when I'm on my own, I'm in my own head. And you guys you give me an hour a day where I don't think, you know, and like you just, all these people write in, and it's just like a bit overwhelming sometimes. And that's what drives you. So I think the main point, yeah, it's just helping good people out. That's where the energy's drawn from as well.
Mate, might be a bit of a good segue question we ask all our guests is a bit of a mental health one. What do you turn to get some energy back in your life?
Oh, yeah, good question. Definitely just catching up with mates, I reckon. I reckon if you're real flat, you know, you've isolated yourself a bit, you know, I definitely think exercise is the most important. So like a cardio sweat, definitely gets me thinking. I haven't done that today, boys. And so if I'm a bit average today, that's why. But cardio, I reckon, is my biggest tip. Just give yourself a good session. I don't know what cardio you like. You can do anything, boxing, elliptical, running, bike, whatever. I reckon after a 30 to 40 minute, you know, workout, you'll be feeling good. And then, go catch up with some of your closest mates that make you laugh. I do enjoy laughing. And I think, when I hang out with blokes like that I've grown up with or some knockabouts, they just distract you a lot and you go home and you feel much better about yourself. So I think that's something that I like to do if I'm feeling a bit flat and all things aren't going my way. You haven't done any deals for the week, you're going, I need to go have, I don't think having a beer is the answer as well. I feel like people say go have a beer. I sometimes don't like having a beer because then I feel like I haven't earned it, so just a coffee, laugh and an exercise, I reckon is probably the key.
Do you reckon being a jovial person naturally and just having that knockabout attitude, do you reckon people can underestimate the business side of what you're building?
Yeah, 100%. It's been the biggest struggle is do I rock up and commercial have a chat about commit like them signing up as a brand and me explaining that all the numbers and analytics of how big we are and how big our plans are and who's involved and what we're doing, and then go on a podcast and take the absolute piss. It's been probably the biggest. Well, I don't have a choice, and that's why like if anyone asks, I just tell them. I go, we're out here to entertain. I'm here. Look, I've rocked up. I know my numbers. I know what we're doing. This is my vision. And that's why Dave, is it Portnoy, or I don't know how to say his last name, but from Barstool, you just point to him and go, well, I'm not, and I don't, I'm not saying I want to be him and I am him. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying like he looks like an absolute like larrikin, and he's the founder of Barstool. So there's no reason why you can't do both. But yeah, definitely has crossed my mind a lot. I'm thinking, fuck, should I be doing this? I've got nowhere to go though. Like I've, and that when I say nowhere to go, I've looked for people to potentially jump in on these meetings and just fake it. But then it would be, it just goes against your integrity. Like if I'm calling up Robbie going, can you just pretend that you're head of commercial, man, and just and I'll just talk.
Man, don't
Or
stress
you
that. You want me to
talk.
come to a meeting soon up? I'll win you the
Yeah,
deal,
yeah.
no
But then you won't
stress.
know.
You
But then you won't
don't even
know
have
the.
to come.
You won't know the pitch as well. So I'll be sitting there going, cutting you off. But yeah, definitely a great question. And I don't really know who else has been through similar things. But yeah, would love to know their stories. If you know anyone, let us know.
I just think it's younger people coming through in business. It's like I look at it and go, like out of footy, I did a bunch of time in corporate consulting where I'd have to wear the fucking suit
His OnlyFans account didn't
and
last
go into the city every day and work in
long.
the big corporates and do the other stuff and just like the expectations of what it meant to be in that sort of world and operate in a business world. It was just like just times have changed, and now like a younger generation of people coming through, just because you can be perceived to be different, it doesn't mean that you don't understand what you're doing, like you mentioned, or you don't feel it doesn't mean that you're not as passionate or you're not in this 100% and you don't want to make this work. I feel like it's just trying to find the right people who can vibe with what you're doing, and brands, especially from a commercial point of view, want to come and back that type of content. I feel like it's a pretty easy sell now in terms of like companies wanting to come and get their brand attached to more engaging, youthful, energetic content versus stale, stiff, and boring content, which you see. It's like that's it's not going to really move the needle for those brands, especially if they want to like attach themselves to something like what you're doing.
Yeah, and I also we have the like our audience is a heavily skewed male audience between the ages of 18 and 36. That's our sweet spot. And I found out that's the hardest audience to get the attention of. And I also know, and this is real numbers, like Rick's Eyewear has sponsored me for like sponsored the shows for 2 years. We've done about $200,000 of sales through discount codes. And I say that without sounding like a wanker, I sound that as like that is my own business. Like we are investing in this new business because we're using the content on ads. We're also got a discount code, and we're also reaching new audiences as and they're understanding the brand. They're seeing the sunglasses. They're falling in love with the content, and they're becoming like. Real cut, they're real people. They're not like it's not like a CPM, break it down. Here you go. How many people have you listened? How many people have watched? It's like there's real people that understand the brand, they're following the brand now. And these discount codes, they work for a lot of brands from the business side of things. And it's not one way. There's a lot of margin that comes off that because you give a nice discount code. So you encourage brands that have products or services, hey, this works. You can give a discount code because our loyal listeners and viewers deserve it. And they, if they want it, they'll grab it. And if they don't, then maybe that's on you. And it's worked so well, like so well. And I know that the future for digital marketing isn't professional, like isn't, oh, let's go get them on the biggest celebrity, like Odell Beckham and Jason Tatum. They've worn our Rixies, but I can't use an ad, but it's just a photo. But I could put a video up of them and then you two wearing them and having a laugh, talking about how good the Sunnies are. And no disrespect, like I'm just saying they're the biggest in the game, but your clip will do better. Your content, more organic, user generated, will blow the internet up quicker than they will. And that's just the way the world's going now. So the content side of things for brands and businesses is so important. And we have an absolute premium on quality. That's one thing that that's what I always want. I want the best. So our quality of our content is just sky high. And when brands sit down with me and go, oh, you know, why you and all that? And they might say, I've got an audio budget. I go, well, we're not audio. Like we're everything. Like I don't even know what we are, but you've got athletes, you've also got content creation, you've got bespoke content, you know, you're also getting your host ad read, you know, your host reading your ads out pre and post roll, you're doing all this stuff, but also like it's all organic and you're going to continue this with our audience and you're going to reach an audience that's very sticky. So that's kind of the stuff that I explain to these brands when we sit down with them and kind of say why we're different. And you're right, this new generation coming through, they're consuming content on their phones. Like people aren't even watching TV anymore. And if they are, they might be connecting it through their phone or they've got apps that they go through. So you're right. It's a completely different game now. And I think wearing a suit for these young kids coming out of school, I don't think you'd be able to get them in a suit these days, Robbie. I don't reckon they'd rock it.
Who were you saying? Who's the draft pick who's got the blue hair and stuff that you were saying yesterday? Number one pick or whatever next year, and he's got a full big personality. You were saying in the car.
No.
Painted nails and stuff.
Sure. Oh, yeah. USC, Caleb Williams, Pierre the Pink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to go.
He's out. He's saying where he wants to go, where he doesn't want to go. Very like, I feel like if anyone's not listening, he's the potential number one pick in the NFL draft. And it's like, he's coming with him with a different sense of how he wants to bring his brand to the game.
Yeah. And I don't think he completed like the, you know, they go to the draft and the combine and they do all the skills and all that. I don't think he did it. So it caused a big uproar. I think a lot of the players aren't doing it anymore. They're really, and all the old guys, they're really cracking the shits. I don't really have an opinion on it. I don't really know whether you should do these, like do the draft combine and try and break a record or have a stinker and then, you know, you slide because there's a lot of money on the line or just do it privately. But he's doing it his way. And yeah, I'm sure he'll shut a lot of people up that are hating on him for doing little things that are different as soon as he starts. He's meant to be a superstar.
Well, mate, thank you so much for spending some time with us. If people want to get around your content, where do they find all your stuff?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thank you guys for getting us on and helping promote, you know, the businesses I've got. And Osmerican Aces, just head on to, I think you can go anywhere, you know, YouTube or all your podcast platforms and check out our content. If you love NFL or if you love NRL, AFL, we've got some stuff coming up for the NFL later in the year. But, yeah, our Australian sports, we're very heavy in there. So check them out. Let us know. Go to social media if you're lost, Osmerican Aces. And then Rick's Eyewear, as always, boys, we give a discount code out. Do you want me to personalize a discount code for your listeners or do you want me just to give one that we've already got?
Mate, just roll one we've already got, bro. Yeah. It's all good. Keep it easy. No extra work for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, well said, actually. Yeah, that'd be good. Head on Shopify for this in another 10 minutes. So use discount code ACES at checkout if you go to rickseyewear.com.au. I don't even think you need the .au anymore, but yeah, rickseyewear.com and use the discount code ACES. You'll get 20% off and free express shipping on me. Boys, I really appreciate your time. I hope you're going well and we'll have to catch up for a coffee and a sweat and a laugh soon.
Love it, brother. Thank you so much.
Tommy Sheridan, good bloke. Felt good vibes.
I like people who can take the piss out of themselves. But I liked your question during that chat where you're unassuming. You know, it'd be hard to also be taken serious and what he's trying to be built when he. But it's hard. You're an entertainer. It's like wrestling. You love the wrestling.
What do you want?
You carry around your wrestling figurines. You stick them up your bum all the time.
No, there's a lot of bum jokes.
No, it's just whatever. Weird. You said at the front. I panicked.
You'll say it at the back.
Yeah.
No, honestly, good episode. Love this chat. Go check out his stuff. It'll all be in the show notes.
Buy a pair of his sunnies. Get around him.
I know.
Odell Beckham wore them.
Yeah. I remember the old wraparound Oakleys?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like
I don't think
bring
that's
some
they
of
are.
Them back in, I reckon.
Anyway, if you're new to the pod, 3 times a week, funny business episodes come out. Once a week, guest episodes. See you next time. Bye.